a wonderful thing. Hold an image of the life you want, and that image will become fact. This was a statement by Norman Vincent Peale, one of the motivational ministers of our time, a rather outstanding fellow, power of positive thinking. And what did he say? Hold an image of life you want, and that image will become a fact. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Yes, hold an image of life that you want, and that image will become fact. Well, I think we could take that even a step further. Hold an image of life you want, and that image is already a fact. That image already exists. That reality already exists, or you could not have it as an image of life that you want. Everything that we dream about, think about, wonder about, everything that we have in our consciousness already exists. It already exists in our consciousness, for one thing, and if it is in our consciousness, it has to exist in reality, because our consciousness is merely a mirror of what reality is all about. Now you say, well, yes, I have in my consciousness of being a very wealthy man. All right. Are you a very wealthy man? Well, no, not really. I don't have the billions that some people have. All right. Are you a very wealthy man? No, I don't have the great amount of friends and experiences that other people have. Are you a very wealthy man? No. Well, you see, the reason that we are not a very wealthy man is that we do not count our blessings. We do not count the things that we already have. And the more that we have, the more that is given unto us, the more that we are able to perceive and bring into our life. Now, what is it that you would like to have? What is it that you perceive as being wealth? Well, you say money. Okay, money. Is it money, or is it what money can buy? Well, yes, it's what money can buy, but money too. Just having money in the bank makes me feel very rich. And I don't even have to spend a penny, and I am rich. Well, now you got 2 points there. Very good ones, too. Money makes you feel rich. Having it in the bank makes you feel very rich, even if you don't spend it. And that's what you're doing right now. You have money in the bank, but you don't even spend it. And I don't mean the amount that you have in your physical bank accounts that you know, but I mean in your mental bank account. In your mental bank, where you really have all of your assets, all of your benefits, and all of the things that count in life. I was talking with a group the other night, and as we were talking, we were discussing ideas. We were discussing thoughts. We were discussing problems. And the problems got worse and worse and worse. And the discussion just went into a down slide that was just amazing. And I thought to myself, I purposely am allowing this discussion to go into hell, and it is going there very quickly. Now, I'm going to turn it around. Just actually, physically, turn it around. And so I asked a few questions, and I said, now, what would change this situation? Could you do these things if you had this equipment? And the answer became, well, of course. Now, would you do these things if you had this equipment? Well, yes, I would. Now, is the equipment itself inadequate? Oh, no, no, it's very good. This is good. It just needs to be adjusted. It just needs to be this and that. Well, if that is a major thing, why don't you just tell us? And we'll call and have it adjusted. Oh, well, great. And the downhill discussion immediately took an uphill turn. And so we decided that we would do it. And then someone else said, well, we should do this and do that. And so he said, well, now, why should we do this and do that? Well, then I won't have so much work to do. Well, you don't have any work to do right now as it is. The amount of work that you spend on actual things that you're doing is minimal. But, oh, I'm all so busy. Oh, yeah, we're always so busy, all of us, doing things that are really not very beneficial for what we'd like to see done. Now, do you want the particular job you have or not? If you want the job you have, then let that be a joy in your life. Let that be an excitement in your life. Let that be something you want to give your full-time attention to. Well, but, and you see, as long as the buts are there, all we're saying is that we do not want to have a harmonious life. We do not want to have things flowing beautifully and wonderfully. And we all put those buts in there too often, you know. And when we do that, we're merely showing the world that we're not interested in accomplishing what we say we want to accomplish. Because when we say we want to accomplish something, and we mean it, then we have no buts about it. We look into all the possibilities, all the ways we can do it as a harmonious thing and a joyous thing and a wonderful thing. And lo and behold, hold an image of life you want, and that image will become fact. Well, hold an image of life that you want, and lo and behold, it's already a fact. It's already a fact. It's just that we've looked at the back side of the fact instead of the front side of the fact. We've looked at the undone side of the fact instead of the done side of the fact. Now, you and I each have the privilege of taking any conversation, any discussion, any dream in life, any circumstance, whatever it may be, and turn it to whatever direction we want it to be. Instead of the downhill slide of a conversation, we can turn it around to an uphill slide. We can turn it around to a happy, positive attitude of mind by just looking for solutions. The solutions, surely, are all there. The solutions are just waiting for us to claim them. The solutions have always been there. They were always there as a fact. We could not have a dream if it was not already a fact. And once we recognize that it is already a fact, then that dream becomes something so significant to us and so beautiful. By the time the conversation was over with this group of people, the circumstances were turned around. Everybody had a smile on their face, and everybody was content. Some were not as content as others because they were sort of caught with their attitudes down. And because they were caught with their attitudes down, that made them feel a little bad. But nonetheless, it had an opportunity to turn the attitude around, to take on a different point of view, to take on a different look at life and realize that life is absolutely beautiful, absolutely wonderful. And if you want to be a billionaire, then let that be your fact in life. Let that be your point of view. Do you want to be a healthy person? Let that be your point of view. Do you want to be a happy person? Let that be your point of view. Now let's just look at happiness for a moment. How much does happiness cost? How much money must you have in the bank to be happy? Oh, I'd be happy just because I have it. Well, now, that's telling you something. Just because you have a happy attitude of mind, you will be happy. When you have a happy attitude of mind, by putting that in your mind by yourself, by holding an image of the life you want, the happiness you want, that image will become a fact because it is already a fact in your mind. It's already a fact in your experience, in your attitude. And then that fact of happiness radiates outwardly from you. And you don't have to eat crow of saying I'm unhappy and then being happy. Just forget that. Just forget that eat crow, that past. You don't have to eat something you said. Forget it. That's what you do. You put a new cause in motion. You put a new attitude in motion. You put a new thought of the direction you want to be, of the direction that you are. I'm a happy fellow. I'm surrounded by happy people. Now, I'm a healthy fellow. Well, what if some things in my body are not functioning perfectly? Well, if I concentrate on them, and if I give them my attention, they'll continue not to function perfectly. But if I change my focus, and I see everything in my body functioning perfectly, well, how do you do that? Well, it's simple. You tell the truth about yourself. But it's a lie. It is the truth about yourself. Your ideal self is whole and perfect. Your ideal self is expressing its original purity and integrity. Your ideal self is doing this. It's just the lie is that you have chosen not to do it. You've chosen to say, right in the face of the fact that you are whole and perfect, that that's your divine beingness, no, I'm not whole and perfect, I'm sick, I've got this problem, and then you claim it, you claim it, you claim it. When we were children, we'd swim in the lake, and the lake had mud on the bottom. And, oh, it was kind of cruddy, and we'd have to walk on there. And my dad would always say, okay, kids, out with your tennis shoes into the lake. And so we would get out into the lake, and we would walk up and down, over and around, in and out. And we'd take the rake, and we'd go over our chunk of property that stuck out in front of our cottage in the lake. And it was, oh, maybe a good half and three-quarters of an acre, and we would just rake it, and we'd stomp it, and we'd run around, and we'd chase each other, and we'd do all the things that had to be done. Well, the lake, in its natural ebb and flow, carried away the mud, because it was waterborne, and moved it over another section. And our area, where we played, in our lake area, was sandy, and the solid, wonderful beach, and just great. And we did this every spring when it was time to go and enjoy the lake. But we would come in for lunch, and Mother would say, just a minute. And she'd come out with the salt shaker. And she would shake salt all over the bloodsuckers that got onto our legs and that got onto our under our shoes. We'd take the shoes off and rinse them out. And all these bloodsuckers would be all over us, maybe 8 or 10 of them on each one of us. And we didn't think a thing about it. We just let Mother take the salt shaker, or we took it ourselves after a while. And each one got a shake of salt, and they rolled off and were seen no more. I don't remember whether we threw them away or whether we threw them back in the lake or what did we do with them. We just let them fall, and into lunch we went. So, you see, the image of the bloodsuckers and the image of them being so ugly and so nasty was nothing at all. We were just taught to ignore that. That was just a circumstance that had an easy solution, and we gave it the solution. And so every time we did this, well, now after about a week of walking around in front of our cottage, and a week of going around, even on the other side of the pier we didn't walk. And there it was, muddy and so forth, but we never walked there anyhow. But on the side where we walked, and on the side where our ladder was, and on the side where we could walk up to the shore, and all those things, we just walked it to pieces, and we walked it quite wide. And all the neighbor children loved to come and play at our house because it didn't have any bloodsuckers, and it didn't have any mud, and it was a lovely beach to play on. How do you do this? How do you do this? And how wonderful, what a fantastic thing, my goodness sakes, how great that is. And it was great. But hold an image of life you want, and the image is a fact, and you can enjoy it. Now, we wanted that beachfront, but that beachfront was covered with mud. Every winter the leaves would fall down onto the lake, and they would settle all over the lake. And the things would create a mud bottom. And the mud bottom was over a sandy bottom. It wasn't too deep, maybe just half a foot, 6 inches, or something like that. But it was muddy. And we walked it off. Now, we have a muddy bottom over our wealth. And that muddy bottom over our wealth is our attitudes and our thoughts that say that we're poor, that say that we have not got it, to say that we're limited in any way. And we want to get in there and put our tennis shoes on and walk around in that water. The water is beautiful. And stir it up and let the naturalness of life itself drift away the mud, drift away the obstacles, drift away those thoughts that say it can't be done. Oh, in the process we may get stung by a bloodsucker or something like that, and a shake of the salt shaker, and he rolls right off, and never more to bother us. We never thought of them being infectious or them being anything that was not, that was going to hurt us. It was just a bother. And all of life is like that. We name it and we claim it. Oh, we could have said, my goodness, they're disease born, they're this, they're blood suckers, they're ground suckers, and they're this and that. And we didn't do that. We didn't name it that way. And so it is for you and me as we say, I am wealthy. We say, I am wealthy, and we stir up a whole web of circumstances that try to show us that we're not. And we don't pay any attention to it. We just let the ebb and flow of life wash away all those thoughts that say I'm not and say I can't. And should anything try to be worse and say, like a blood sucker, ha, 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 I got to hold you now. We just say, you did, poop, poop, and a little drop of salt, and they're off and gone, untouched. You see, life is filled with the wonderful opportunity of being whole and perfect. But we have the thoughts that we are not, and we have the thoughts that there's illness going on in the world, and so we name that and claim that, and we say that must be part of us. The more we know about illnesses, the more we know about unhappiness, the more we know and worry about the things in the world, the more we experience them. The more we know about happiness, the more we know about joy, the more we know about peace, the more we spread it out from the center of our being out to the broadest, widest reach of our consciousness, then the more we experience it. I am that I am. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I am that I am. I am God. I am that I am. Moses was told that he should say, I am that I am has sent thee. And that was to mean God. Yes. You see, I am that I am. What are we going to label the I am? Are we going to label the I am our divinity? If we are, great. If we're going to say, I am sick, I am unhappy, I am poor, well, then those are our gifts. If we say, I am wealthy, I am peaceful, I am harmonious, then those are our gifts. It's up to us how we want to look at life and how we want to draw out of life the blessings that life has for us. We hold an image of life we want, whatever that image may be, and then we find that that image is already a fact. It already exists for us. And as it already exists for us, we think to ourselves, wow, isn't that great? Isn't that just wonderful? And as we think, isn't that just wonderful? More and more beautiful things happen in our life. It's our choice. It's our privilege, our opportunity, our gift. And we have to determine whether that is what we really want or not. And if it's what we really want, we got it. If it's not what we want, we put our attention in the direction that we want. Yes. And when we put our attention in the direction that we want, we find that we already have it, and it already is ours. All we do is to claim it, name it, claim it, and enjoy it. This day with me, enjoy all of the goodness that life has to offer. And realize that it's not just the power of positive thinking, which is very wonderful. It's the power of correct thinking. And perhaps that's the issue we're thinking about. The power of correct thinking. So put the power of correct thinking in motion for you, as I do for myself. And watch your miracles take place in your life, and the wonderment and joy of all be yours now. I love you. I love you. I love you.